Coming up on this Christmas Day edition of Chippewa Valley this week on WWIB and WOGO, we hear from an area author who's written a book called Bible Digger's Tools, Practical Ways to Help You Discover God's Crazy Amazing Word. Emily Dunham is next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Well, Chippewa Valley this week, a little bit different. The show airs on Christmas Day, both on FM 103.1 WOGO at 5:05 and shortly after 5 o'clock on WWIB and WIB.com. And a lot of times we'll be dealing with subjects in and around the Chippewa Valley, but we've got a Chippewa Valley author, Emily Dunham, who has written a book, Bible Digger's Tools, Practical Ways to Help You Discover God's Crazy Amazing Word. And since Christmas Day is a day that people celebrate and remember the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, why not talk to somebody who's written a book about the Bible? Emily Dunham is the founder of Bible Diggers Incorporated. She holds a BA degree in Communications and Bible from the University of Northwestern in St. Paul. She's a speaker, a teacher, and a Bible digger herself. She's a passionate encourager in the faith, and she lives with her husband, Alan, in Chippewa Falls, and they both recently became grandparents. Congratulations. The website for the book and the ministry is BibleDiggers.org. That's BibleDiggers.org. I recently had a chance to sit down with Emily and talk with her about the book.
All right, Emily Dunham, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations on Bible Diggers Tools, practical ways to help you discover God's crazy amazing word, and the notebook.
Yay, thank you.
That's so exciting.
It is exciting. It is exciting.
Give us the backstory on this.
Okay, I'll try to give a condensed version, yes. Right? Because I could tell a story upon a story upon a story. But my husband and I have been involved in youth ministry for years, really 25 years, you could say. And my what I used to do when I had little kids was bring the teenage girls into my home, sit at the table, open the word together, and I would just say, let's dig into the word. Let's just do some Bible digging. So as I was discovering God's word, I brought these girls along with me. Fast forward, moved to here, Chippewa Falls. Such an exciting place to live and be. We've been here for 11 years now. We're going into year 11. But it continued the Bible digging personally, but then started to meet new friends and share how I dig in the word with them. At that time, it had also been going around and sharing a message called Desirable Beauty. I don't know if you recall, but we had talked about that and held an event here back in 2016.
I think my daughter Grace took some pictures at one of your events.
Yes, yeah, that's correct. Yes, she did. So when we finished that event, or when we were going to hold that event, the Desirable Beauty, we realized we needed to call the ministry something. And after some prayer, my husband's suggestion was to call it Bible Diggers, because that's how we came up with the topic of Desirable Beauty in the first place, was digging into the word to find out the truth of beauty. Fast forward, my heartbeat and the beat of, I say Bible Diggers, because we're a team. There's a team of seven of us who have been meeting to plan these events, but now it became more than events. It became also classes, sharing with ladies and teens and even my Sunday school class, just how to study God's word, how to sit in there and pull things out and really just to meet with Jesus in the pages of his word, right? In the scriptures. So after holding classes and retreats and online and in person, and also in 2020 doing a small little, I really don't know if I want to mention it, but podcast, like in its simplest form, just to get the tools out there, the team decided that those tools needed to be put in writing. And so what you're holding there, Mark, is the tools that I've taught. And there's more, but that's what we decided to fit into this book for now.
And so the idea in terms of the word of God, and I can think of different verses. One of the things I've had fun over the years is just see what does the Bible say about the Bible, right? I mean, it talks about it's living and active, and it will not return void, and all of those things. And yet, even as I pick this up, I'm remembering something, the hand illustration. You've probably heard this before, but the five ways you're supposed to get the word into your life, which is hear it, but then read it. And even John MacArthur talks about, you know, Bible reading comes before Bible study. And then there's study, which I think the digging you're talking about, and memorize and meditate. And so, so often, I mean, maybe people go to church. I guess there'd be some hearing of that. You hear Christian radio, you're hearing songs where scripture-based songs, etc. But, I mean, Bible reading, yeah, then you're losing a lot more folks there. And Bible study, it's a whole not a lot more big drop-off, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure seems like it. Seems like we are, what do they say, Bible illiterate. Uh-huh. Like a lot of people won't pick it up due to reasons of intimidation, uh-huh. right? It is it's a vast book,
right,
but also just not growing up knowing that you can read the Bible, that it's allowed, that it's permitted. I find that often with some of my other friends who are in other denominations.
And it's not just like a regular book. Like if you get a novel, you read at the beginning and keep going. I mean, it's kind of complicated. It's a collection of books written by, as we know, 40 different authors over 1600 years. And so how did you become such a fan? When did you first get captured with the idea of Bible study?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I love this question, but it's a story upon story, but I do write my journey a little bit in the front of that book. Of the Bible Diggers book, just sharing how Bible Diggers came to be and my own testimony. But I have to say that there's two key moments in my life. And one would be just being raised in a Christian home where my mom saw it as important or vital to be in the Word. And not just herself being in the Word, but bringing my sisters and I along with her. My earliest Bible digging memory moments are when I was 4 years old.
Hmm.
I'm sitting with my mom in the living room. She would give us a notebook and she would read from the scriptures. I would have to draw what I understood her to be reading, whereas my older sisters had to write a paragraph. And as I grew older, I would have to then write the paragraph. So I say my mom is the first original mm-hmm. Bible digger, like showing us the importance and the beauty of the Word. Fast forward to my early 20s, and noticing my sister, who had also been raised in that same upbringing, but had chosen a different lifestyle, right? We call that sometimes the black sheep. And she and I were so close. We were 13 months apart. So as I noticed, as we went on through high school, like our friendship started to change because our beliefs were changing and our morals were different. And, fast forward then to my late 20s, my sister, God grabbed a hold of her again, right? And she had this radical life transformation in such a beautiful, beautiful way. But it wasn't just like a one-day thing. It was something that was swirling into this beautiful, beautiful scene. And even though I myself had loved the Lord, had sought Him, had known, you know, you did the church, you did the studies, you talked about Jesus. I come from a line of prayer warriors, and but there was something new in her that I hadn't ever seen before, and I wanted it. And I noticed that her love for Jesus was so intense and authentic, and she was hearing Him and meeting with Him and doing life in a different way. And I just, I honestly just remember myself on my kitchen floor in Kenosha, on my kitchen floor, just crying out and saying, God, I want that. I want to love You like that, but I don't want to have to go through muck and mire of me rebelling against You to get that. And I know that God heard my prayer and my cry, and it wasn't an immediate switch, but as time went on, I noticed a hunger within me just stirring and growing to the point of asking so many questions when I'd open the Word. No longer did I just have to assume that I had to know, or not assume, but had to know the answer of what I was reading, or just did the daily check off reading or studying it like in college, right? Went to Bible college, studying it theologically. But it became a moment of where I felt like I was really sitting with Jesus and being able to interact with Him. And ask questions like, why were your disciples who knew You and loved You, why were they kicking away the kids? Like, why didn't they let them come with You? But being able to see the blessing that He gave upon the children, it's just different things like that, being able to actually like pretend He's right there because He is there and talk with Him as I'm talking with you, Mark, right? Just it's like an active listening started happening in my heart, just began to beat. In a new way. I call it like, all of a sudden my brain and my heart began to dance together.
Mm, Nice. That's well said. And we're talking to Emily Dunham here, Bible Diggers Tools, practical ways to help you discover God's crazy, amazing word.
I asked Emily Dunham what it takes, in her opinion, to be a Bible digger.
It's just looking and sitting in the word, some meditating on it. What does that look like? And there's just those practical tools. One of them is just simply scribing out what the chapter, what the scripture is saying, reading it and then writing it in the notebook. Because as you write it, you have to ponder it. You have to consider the word that you're penning to paper, which allows you then to retain it longer, right? Not only seeing it with my eyes, but I have to put it to paper. I have to write it out. That is a form of digging. Another way of digging is because you're meditating on it, you're sitting there and studying it. I have another tool called Draw What You Read, right? And that one, sometimes I get a lot of kickback because people don't, they're like, what? I'm not an artist. I can't draw. I'm not going to do this one. And they just kind of forfeit right away.
Taking us back to what you did as a four-year-old.
Exactly. But I didn't realize. And
thank you, Emily's mom.
I still love to do it because my brain and my creativity has to conjure up the scene of the scripture. What is happening here? Where are the people standing? Who would have been around? Wait, this says it's in the dark. Did I ever consider that this conversation was in the nighttime? Did I ever, you know, and as you have to draw it up, it just is another way to visualize the word. Hmm. What does it take to be a Bible digger? One who desires to sit in the word and meet with Jesus and understand what he is telling us and to get to know him more. So if we get to the word and we read it and we walk away and we don't ask ourselves the key question, who is my God in this scripture? We miss the mark. We miss
our own dear Mabel Louise Stewart, turning 100 years old on December 22nd. And so people who know her know, okay, she studies the word. I mean, she gets in there. And there's tools, like people who are gardeners have tools, right? You've got, you know, the spade and all the different things that you're going to need. And similarly, like there are Bible, your book is called Bible Digger's Tools, right? I mean, there's different tools, concordance. I know there's a chapter mentioning that, but, you know, getting other translations and commentaries and really to, it's going to take some time and energy and effort, some blood, sweat, and tears, right?
It does. It does. You can't, I say you can't, especially, I think in the cross-reference chapter tool, I talk about, you know, you can't expect to find treasure if you're not willing to go like X off the spots and start digging. There's treasure to be unearthed in the scriptures. And the fun part is, I'm going to use the word fun. The exciting part and fun part is when you when a treasure is revealed, it is so almost exhilarating that you cannot wait to discover more. And pairing that with, I discovered a treasure, this correlates, this connects to my God who loves me. This is crazy amazing. I can't wait to find more.
And that's the word that's used in the subtitle of the book, Practical Ways to Help You Discover God's Crazy Amazing Word. It's more than amazing, it's crazy amazing.
Right. So. And I use those two words because I think crazy is like, it's not normal. Uh-huh. It's not something that is put in the right setting, like something just is a little bit wonky, but yet it's enough that it makes you stand in awe and you can't help but be amazed. And isn't that like our God? It's just doing things off, like not what you would expect.
On this Christmas Day edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Emily Dunham, an area author on her book, Bible Digger's Tools, and the companion Bible Digger's Notebook. And we've got some reaction from people who've been exposed to the book, including, for starters, Heather.
The tools in Emily's new book have been extremely helpful for me when I get extra time to read the Bible. Each tool in the Bible Digger's Toolbook is laid out so clearly. I can sit down, I pray and open my Bible, read the Bible, and then I grab the tool book and I can grab any of the tools listed in the Bible Digger's Toolbook. I've been to retreats where we work together and implement tools from Emily's classes. These are great memories for me, and I am super thrilled to have this Bible Digger's Toolbook in my hands now. it's just nice to have a copy of the book so I can be doing these tools at home on my own.
Matt also has been into Bible Diggers Tools.
Bible Diggers Tools has been an incredible read, and super cool to read a book written by somebody who I personally know. And just Emily's passion for this topic shines bright through her writing and through the book. And I can hear her voice and her passion come out through the writing. And it's been super cool to sit down and read and learn the tools for digging into the Bible.
And finally, Amanda has this reaction to Emily Dunham's book, Bible Diggers Tools.
The first thing I noticed when I read Emily's draft is the way that her voice shines through the pages. As I was reading it, it was like as though she is there with you, guiding you on this journey. I'm looking forward to using Emily's tools to explore the Bible and share in the passion that is so obvious.
Something a little different on this Christmas Day edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. Area author Emily Dunham of Chippewa Falls on her book, Bible Diggers Tools, Practical Ways to Help You Discover God's Crazy Amazing Word, and the companion Bible Diggers Notebook. Emily says you can find them on Amazon. Just search for Bible Diggers Tools. Again, learn more at the website, BibleDiggers.org. That's all one word, BibleDiggers.org. Thanks for listening to Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Merry Christmas.